Are you an out-of-season ambassador for Christ? June 2014. The first question is, are you an ambassador for Christ? If you are saved, you are. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, how then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Did you know that all saved believers are automatically ambassadors for Christ? Most people do not know this, but you are an ambassador for Christ. To be able to be an ambassador, you need to know what the Lord wants you to represent. So then, you have to study. In 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, Paul writes, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. A workman is also an ambassador. What do you study? In 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. Verse 17, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Is not one of these good works to represent the Lord on this planet? Yes. Once you have the knowledge, then you need to carry out your mission. Paul tells Timothy 2, in 2 Timothy 4, verse 2, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. How are you doing here? Are you doing this? Do you tell other people in whom you have believed and why you believed? 1 Corinthians 15, verse 13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. Are you strong in the faith? In 1 Corinthians 2, verse 5. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. The wisdom of God is out there in the world. You don't want to be out there in the world. You want to be what God, the Lord Jesus Christ, has told you to be. Are you afraid as other men do? Or have you been given the power of God to preach? You have been given the power to preach. God provided the protection so you can boldly go and not fear. We see this in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Note that you have to put on the whole armor of God, otherwise you are going to be a very poor soldier. Study Ephesians chapter 6 for more complete information on the armor of God. And one of the things you'll see, there's nothing to protect your back. That means you can't run away. You gotta face the enemy. Check it out. What are you afraid of? What are your excuses not to go around and preach the good news of your salvation? Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me unto me, if I preach not the gospel. Why so, Paul? What's the answer? Verse 17, for if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward, but if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me. You see here that Paul had the choice, yet the Lord pressed on him to go and deliver the gospel. In Philippians 3, verse 14, we see this. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I like Jeremiah. Not only was he a prophet, but he also had the burden of speaking out God's word. And we see this with other prophets in the Bible. Now let's see if we can find Jeremiah in the Bible. I found it! Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4 through verse 9. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, but thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces. Remember, Paul said the same thing. For I am with thee to deliver thee, said the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. So Jeremiah was giving scripture, he was giving information to give out, to go out there and boldly go out there. And that's what we see in these verses. That's what God is telling Jeremiah. He said, I've chosen you and I want you to go. Could he resist? Remember the story of Jonah? He didn't want to go to Nineveh, right? He ended up there anyway. God helped him a little bit. You know, who wants to be swallowed by a big fish? Or a whale in the story, and die, because I think Jonah died. And I got the message after that. You know, swimming gravels is not my thing. Like swimming in gravel? Okay, you get it. Jeremiah had God's word, and he had to preach it. Jeremiah was sent by God to be an ambassador. Paul and Jeremiah, or examples, were given information to deliver, and deliver they did. Not always present, pleasant, and many times in adversity, as we see in Jeremiah chapter 20, verses 7 through 9. And we also see it in the book of Acts, where Paul says all the things he went through. Well, not easy to be a minister and a prophet and someone that goes out to the nations and preach the gospel. Jeremiah 20, verses 7 through 9. O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and had prevailed. I am in derision daily, everyone mocked me. For since I spake, I cried out, I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me in the derision daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But what happened to Jeremiah? But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. You see, these people were given a mission. We see that in Paul and Jeremiah and other prophets. And God pressed on them and said, Go, I want you to go. And Jonah, that was another example. And we see that these people, they did receive the word of God. And they did really have the choice. But the Lord, you know, imposed on them so much that they said, Okay, I'll go. But yeah, protect me. Remember Abraham? He didn't want to go also. And God says, Hey, here's your brother Aaron coming. He will be your mouth. He will speak the things. You know, if you don't want to do it, I'm going to send somebody else. And we see that in other passages in the Old Testament. Remember Deborah and Barak? take those two together. Remember that? And Deborah says, you got to go. And he says, well, I'll go if you go with me. Sure. You out there, are you an ambassador for Christ out of season only? Or in season only? Or all the time? And that's what you have to do, is you have to be bold and go and tell your family and friends and strangers. And that's what I do. For example, I print little business cards that I carry with me. One side is French and the other side is English. And I give them out. Now, in my area, it's a lot of people speak French. Je parle français très bien. And then I go and I give these things out. Now, you don't have to do this. You don't have to do anything. You can do videos on YouTube. Fine. Okay? You don't have to do that. Whatever you want to do. A few years ago, I distributed those little calendars that were about this size. And they had a good message on them. Today, I can't find any that have a good message. They have some things like John 3:16. And I don't really want to give John 3:16 as a message of salvation, because it's not. Not today. So you can distribute tracts if you find some that are good. You can print your own and carry them with you and give them out. Whatever you want to do, it's up to you. So I encourage everyone to be an ambassador for Christ and do your job as an ambassador. But to do that, you have to be saved. And how do you get saved? By simply believing how Christ died for your sins. That he was buried, and 3 days after, he rose again. That's it. Have a good day.